Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ned Harris. Batting second. The center fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Croucher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Knott. And now, play ball. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCoy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York takes first base on ball four. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. York moves to second. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses who is chasing the ball. Croucher reaches third base with a triple. York scores. Tebbets goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges takes first base on ball four. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris takes first base on ball four. Bridges moves to second. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with not covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell, who is chasing the ball. Chapman reaches third base with a triple. Siebert goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Tigers. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Chapman scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 2, Athletics, 2. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato takes first base on ball 4. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell strikes out. Hayes drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Campbell out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. York strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbutt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbutt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbutt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tebbutt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Croucher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bridges hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell who is chasing the ball. Siebert reaches third base with a triple. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Siebert scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brancato hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0 for 1 in the game. Knott takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to third. Brancato moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a pop-up towards third. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNair moves to third. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Croucher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. McNair scores. 2 outs. It's 4-3, Athletics. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bridges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes hits a line drive towards third. McNair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Knott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harris strikes out. Hayes drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Harris out. 1 out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mullen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Mullen reaches second base with a double. Chapman throws the ball into McCoy, who relays the ball to Suter, who tags Mullen trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 2 outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCoy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. York hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 4, Athletics, 4. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Geringer hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McNair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. McNair reaches second base with a double. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Tebbets takes first base on ball 4. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Croucher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Croucher reaches second base with a double. McNair scores. Tebbets moves to third. It's 5-4, Tigers. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bridges strikes out. Two outs. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tebbets scores. Croucher moves to third. It's 6-4, Tigers. Nels Potter now pitching. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Croucher scores. Harris moves to third. It's 7-4, Tigers. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harris, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Harris steals home. It's 8-4, Tigers. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 4 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Tuck Steinbach now playing right field. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Johnson strikes out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Siebert hits a pop-up towards third. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Tigers. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brancato hits a pop-up towards short. Croucher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. York hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats York for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Gehringer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McCoy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Nels Potter. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. D. Miles pinch hits for Pete Suter. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 4 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McCoy strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.